Now, so she gives me a Bible when I leave that job, and I actually take it because I love this woman by this time. And I take it home, and I said, she'll never know, and I am ready to throw it away. And I can't. I'm just so curious. I can't. And so I put it on a shelf, but I don't read it. But here's why: when I finally opened that book, I read it, and I was convinced that I needed Christ crucified. When I came to the cross, I found the answer to the problem of suffering that I, from the age of 10, could not answer. At the age of 10, my sister Rosie, I grew up in an extremely violent household. I mean, extremely violent. And my sister, at the age of 10, had a violent confrontation with my parents. And that ended where she took her life by her hands. And it was a very violent thing. And at the age of 10, I was so close to her, I knew that this had to get paid for. This was, she was innocent. I had seen the whole thing. And I thought that my parents had to, you know, stand up and apologize and admit to the world what they had done, and that then it would be okay. And that isn't what happened. Everyone is comforting my mother because she's lost a daughter. My parents at night are just abusing each other with accusations about which one caused this. And I am just waiting there in the darkness thinking, who is going to pay for there? God, in the same way he created in us a hunger for food, which only can be satisfied in Christ with a hunger of righteousness, in the way that he created in us a hunger for knowledge, which only can be completed in Christ, for all knowledge is hidden in him. He gave us a hunger for justice. And if you wonder why suicide bombers do what they do, let me tell you this story and you're going to see. It's because when justice is not fulfilled, somebody has to die. We have a sense of that. God gave us that sense, so we look to the cross because he's the one who died. And I didn't realize he had died. And so I know that justice needs to be served, and there is no justice. And so what I do is I pray. And I make this prayer and I say, God, I don't believe you exist, because why did you let this happen? But if you exist, then when I'm her age, take my life. And I waited. From that point at the age of 10, death became, for me, the only rational response to the injustice and the suffering of life. For me, it started a path of death where everything was defined by the need to die, my need to die to make things right. And when I got her age at 20 and didn't die, I knew there wasn't a God. Because if there was not justice that justified what happened to the innocent, there could not be a God. And then when I opened that book and found Christ crucified, I found out that the reason God didn't take my life was not because he didn't exist. It was that he had given his own life. So that not only could Rosie have justice, but that then I could receive forgiveness. Why could I not receive forgiveness? It's because God says, if you forgive others, then you will be forgiven. Until I came to the cross, I could not forgive my parents. And because I could not forgive my parents, I could not receive his forgiveness for all the things that my anger and my bitterness had caused me to do to harm others, including my own child. I had killed two other children through abortion because my mental state could not possibly raise them. I did not even know how to love my daughter. Why did I not know how to love? Because I had no faith. Because it's at the cross, Christ crucified, that love is completed, that we are completed in love. So what I want to say to you is that here's the beauty and the glory of that story. It summarizes everything that we've looked at all week. Isn't it amazing that the very thing, the very moment in time, the very event that had started me on that path toward death, the death of my beloved sister Rosie, is the exact event, the exact same event that he used to lead me to Christ crucified, where I could find new hope for life. That is the way, the answer to suffering, that the Word of God promises that whatever you suffer, that very thing that is harming you, that he has the power to take that if you trust him, if you look at him, if you understand that at the cross, all things are made right. If you look at other people through Christ crucified, if you seek that reconciliation with him first so you can have it with others, that what you will find is that just like with Joseph, just like with all the people, all these examples in Scripture, and just like with me, that is where suffering turns to joy. That is where anguish turns to comfort. And that is where our enmity with ourself and with God and with others becomes peace.